欢迎大家跟随 Ironmongo 学习空乘英语，这里是主站音频课的复制版，所有课程配套教材讲义请访问 www.ironmongo.net， 使用课程代码搜索即可。
8.1 Excuse me, we've been waiting for drinks for a long time. We finished eating 20 minutes ago.
Oh, I do understand. I apologize. It's been so busy. What can I get you?
2.
I'm sorry, I can't eat this meal. It's cold.
Oh dear, that's not good. I'm really sorry. Let me take it away for you and see if I can get you a hot cooked meal immediately.
3.
This is not what I asked for. I ordered a vegetarian meal.
Oh dear, I'm sorry about this. Please be patient. Let me just check the special meals list. 8.2
Let me just check the special meals list.
Let me get an official form for you.
Let me see if I can get you another one.
Let me get you a blanket.
8.3.1
The toilets are dirty and the smell is disgusting.
2. We've asked for the cabin to be made a little warmer, and it's getting even colder. 3.
Excuse me. Why doesn't someone tell us why there's such a long delay?
4.
Listen, it's not good enough. First we were given the wrong seats, and now we are surrounded by crying babies.
5.
I want to make an official complaint. There were no snacks, the plane hadn't been cleaned, and the service was awful.
8.4 1.
The toilets are dirty and the smell is disgusting.
Thank you for letting me know, and I do apologise. I'll make sure they're dealt with immediately. As soon as they've been cleaned, I'll come back to let you know.
2. We've asked for the cabin to be made a little warmer, and it's getting even colder.
Yes, I'm sorry about this. We seem to have a slight technical problem with the cabin temperature at the moment, but we are sorting it out. It should warm up in about 5 minutes. Let me get you a blanket in the meantime.
3.
Excuse me. Why doesn't someone tell us why there's such a long delay?
I do apologise, sir. I know how frustrating it is sitting here and not knowing what's going on. Unfortunately, the jetty got stuck and so we couldn't close the door. However, we expect to be pushing back in 5 minutes.
4. Listen, it's not good enough. First we were given the wrong seats and now we are surrounded by crying babies.
I'm sorry about that. You're right. I have a couple of empty seats in the quieter part of the cabin a little further down. You'd be welcome to move to those.
5.
I want to make an official complaint. There were no snacks, the plane hadn't been cleaned, and the service was awful.
I'm sorry that you haven't enjoyed your flight. We've had so many problems today, and I can only apologise. I'll get an official complaint form for you this very minute.
8.5
Excuse me, listen, I can't sit here any longer. That group of people is making too much noise. They're disturbing me and everyone around. If you can't do anything about it, you'll have to find me another seat. I refuse to sit here any longer.
Yes, I understand. I can hear how noisy they are, and I'm sorry they are disturbing you. Have you spoken to them yourself?
Of course not. I don't think they care about me or anyone else.
Let me have a word with them. If it doesn't get better, then I'll try to find you another seat, although the plane is pretty full. How about that?
Well, yes, okay. Thank you. That would be fine.
Hans, I need your help.
What's the problem, Josef?
Can you see that guy standing in the middle with his arms folded?
Yes, he looks upset and angry.
He is. He wants me to tell the group behind him to keep quiet, or else he is demanding a seat change. I wondered if there are any seats vacant in the next cabin in case I have to reseat him.
Out of the question. The plane's full. There aren't any spare seats anywhere.
Okay, I'll go over and tell the group to quieten down.
I think that's the best thing.
I just hope they'll be reasonable.
You'll be fine. Just use your usual charm and ask them to be a little quieter.
Hans, if you see me struggling, please could you come over to help me?
You'll be fine, don't worry. I'll keep an eye on you. If there is still a problem, then I'll come over.
Excuse me. Listen, guys, are you enjoying the flight?
Yes, yeah, sure.
You bet, it's great.
Great. Could I ask you a special favor? Would you mind just keeping your voices down a little? You're getting a little loud and some people are trying to sleep or watch a film.
Why? Who's complaining?
Are we making a lot of noise?
No one's complained, but we can hear you all in the galley.
Okay, no problem. How about another drink?
Sure, I'll get you another drink if you keep your voices down. Thanks for your understanding.
If the situation doesn't get better, then I'll try to find you another seat.
If there's still a problem, then I'll come over.
If there is still a problem, I won't leave you on your own.
I'll get you another drink if you keep your voices down.
Could I ask you a special favour?
Would you mind just keeping the noise down a little?
Please, could you come over to help me?
8.10. Hey, you, where's my vodka? I've been waiting ages for it.
I'm sorry, sir. The bar is now closed. We're not serving drinks.
Why not?
I've already said, sir. The drink service is finished, sir. The bar is closed.
I asked before. I want another... Get me another vodka, I said. Hey, come here. Get me a vodka.
Just one moment, sir.
I demand that you get me a drink. I asked you for a drink, and you said you were going to get one. That was 15 minutes ago. So, I want my drink. Do you hear me?
Hello, Tom. We've got a guy in 36D who's had too much to drink and he wants more. He's becoming very aggressive verbally and physically. I think we're going to need the restraining straps. Call Ted immediately.
Just tell him no more. Finished. That's it.
I did, and he started shouting. And then he pushed me, almost knocked me over. We have a problem. Tell Ted, please.
Okay, will do. And I'm on my way.
Sir, we can't serve any more drinks. Please sit down, sir.
Well, if you won't get me one, I'll go and get it myself.
I'm afraid the bar is closed, sir. Please sit down. You have to sit down, sir. Sit down, I said. I'm warning you, sir. Ted, give us a hand to control him. Get him to the seat just there. That's it. I'll strap his wrist to the armrest. Good. Now the other. That will hold him in his seat. He is shouting and swearing. He's not calming down at all. Yes, the situation is becoming serious now. I have to speak to the captain. I think we're going to need to have the police meet the aircraft on arrival. Right. Tom, stay with him. Reassure the passengers the situation is being dealt with. I'll be back in a moment. Right. I'm going to report you for...
8.11.
You have to sit down, sir.
I have to speak to the captain.
You have to stop that now.
You have to be quiet.
You have to do what the captain says.
Would you come to the back of the plane with me, please, madam?
I can see how upset you are.
Can you tell me exactly what happened?
I do apologise. Incidents like this are extremely rare.
Please don't worry.
Everything is under control.
Why are difficult passengers the flight attendant's biggest headache?
I think difficult passengers can be a bit of a headache for flight attendants, mainly because some of the problems that passengers have can't be solved on board. And that gives a flight attendant a real headache, because if they're passionate about their role on board and that they want to do the best for the customer, that inability to solve the problem can be quite frustrating. So that in itself is a headache for the flight attendant. Another headache, of course, is that, you know, passengers, it can have what we call the halo effect. So once a passenger starts complaining, people around them, around that person complaining, also start to possibly think negatively. And so the whole thing can escalate. So when passengers complain, it's a headache, not because the passenger's a nuisance, but partly because if it's not solvable, that's frustrating. It certainly was for me. My theory and my ethos when flying as a flight attendant was always to do the best for the customer. I wanted every single passenger to get off that flight having said they'd had the most amazing experience. I never saw a passenger as a headache, annoying problems that I couldn't solve, but I would always try to work with the customer or the passenger to see what could be done. And usually I was able to leave them with a sweet taste in their mouth about the airline, even if the problem wasn't solved at the time.
Two.
What was the worst experience you had?
I remember one particular incident that was the worst complaint that I've ever had to deal with. The man in question was flying to Tokyo via our airline. And from the minute he'd boarded the aircraft, took his seat in business class, he had complaints. He didn't like the seat. He didn't like the menus. He thought the towels that we were handing out were awful. He thought our wine choice was disgraceful. And so on. And this was all before we'd even taken off. And of course, my junior crew were coming to me and telling me about this problem that the passenger was having. And each time I was going out and addressing the problem and sorting the problem out for the passenger. However, things escalated with this passenger in his complaints. He was so unhappy with our flight that I had to actually call the captain, because even the meal that we offered him wasn't good enough. The wine was rubbish. And then when he tried to put his table away, he complained that the seat in front of him was invading his space. This was in business class. There was just no way of pleasing this passenger. And I recognised that he was just, you know, very, very unhappy. I went over to him, actually, and I sat and listened to him, and then he threw his last complaint at me, and it was just awful, because he handed me this blanket that he had been given, and it smelt really bad. It was really damp, and there was no excuse, you know, and he had a genuine complaint. And it was just the final straw for him. He was so unhappy. And although most of his complaints were manageable, I felt that this was the one that broke the camel's back. On top of that, he then complained to me that the stewardesses that had been serving him, their breath was so bad it had knocked him back 20 paces. And there was nothing I could do. And I said to him, you know, he said he hated our airline and he wouldn't normally travel with us. So I said, so why did you travel today, just out of interest? And he said, well, my wife booked the flight. And I said, I do understand how you feel, and I'm really sorry you weren't able to get your flight with the airline of your choice. I said, and I'm sorry you've had so many poor experiences as you see it. I said, but I would like you to take something home for your wife so that she feels she's not going to be in trouble for giving you, you know, such a terrible experience with us. And I went into first class and I got her all the goodies that we give our first class passenger, plus a lovely bottle of champagne. I got her a little ladies wash bag which had all the top designer moisturisers and makeup and things like that. And I got her a ladies jumpsuit that the first class passenger has, and I gave her a menu, and I filled this bag with goodies, and I said to him, you know, give this to your wife and tell her I'm really sorry that you haven't enjoyed this flight, but that, you know, we're not as bad as you feel you've experienced. He just hated our airline, and I recognised that straight away. And do you know, when he got off the flight, he actually shook my hand and he said to me, you know, you're absolutely right. He said, I will never travel with this airline again. He said, but I can tell you now, he said, my attitude towards this airline's flight attendant has been changed dramatically. He said, because you've been so professional. Because I kind of, you know, licked him to death with kindness, really. I was understanding, and he knew that I understood that he wouldn't travel with us again. There was no point in me upgrading him to first class because that's what we would normally do. But there was no point because, so all I could do was look after him to the best of my ability within the cabin he was in, but also give him some little treats for his wife. And I think he liked that.
3.
How do you deal with such difficult passengers?
When I first started flying, if you had a nasty passenger, you'd kill them to death. Kill them with... give them upgrades, give them anything to make them happy. But during the late 80s and the early 90s, passengers became so familiar with travel, it was almost like, you know, just getting on a bus, that they would complain about everything. So suddenly it was the nice people that you would treat, because so many people are so unpleasant that when you have a nice passenger, you actually say to each other as crew, oh, that gentleman in 16D, he's so lovely. We look after people who complain, but... some people just, you know, this guy wanted an upgrade. This was in the early 90s. And he was sitting by some babies. And I did sympathise with him, because when you're flying, the last thing you need when you're on a 10-hour flight is the sound of a baby crying. And so he came up to me, and he said he needed an upgrade because he was very tall. That was his first thing. And I sympathised with that. And then... I looked in business class and we didn't have any seats available. So I wasn't able to move him into business class. But then he started to get angry. And then he said, well, I'm not sitting in this flight, on this flight, next to these babies, the whole flight. And I started to think, he's just after an upgrade. But I could see his point, you know, tall. It's horribly uncomfortable when you're really tall. And the seat's pitch isn't great. So I looked at the passenger list and I managed to find him a row of seats where he could actually stretch out for the whole flight. I thought he'd be really pleased with that because, you know, it's great having... but actually he wasn't, because what he was after was an upgrade. But I couldn't upgrade him. There was no space. We had no seats available. So I gave him what I thought would be really good. And I could see that inside he was really miffed, you know, because he'd thought he was going to get a business class seat. And unfortunately, I couldn't do that. But you can't please everybody. I think it's very difficult for flight attendants today.